The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
This is NASCAR driver Tony Breidinger, inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for my favorite craveable chicken fingers. Turbocharge your order and get it even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app. Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
You will trade in the way of the Jedi. Learn.
Is that a gangle?
That is a gangle.
Help others.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Rogue Rebels Podcast.
I'm Sal, one of your hosts. I'm here with my lovely wife, Liz.
Hi, guys.
I'm in an office setting now, so I can get extra loud.
No.
It's great. And we're recording in the morning, and I've just had coffee. We're here talking about the Young Jedi Adventures, an awesome animated Star Wars series for younglings. So I thought it would be perfect to have some younglings, because our younglings got biglings. They're no longer tiny younglings. They're like grown younglings who are like, hey, I'm going to go to the movies like Friday with my friends now. And then the other youngling is like, hey.
I'm too busy. I have two jobs in school. Yeah, I can't call you mom.
I'm kind of busy right now. Yeah. So just, yeah. So anyway. I've gotten some younglings who are also really good at talking about shows, coincidentally, that are on Disney Plus. So, from Dinner with the Healers, I have with me my good friend and yours, Eric Strathers.
How's it going, guys?
What's up, buddy?
So stoked on being here, man.
Dude, it is rad to have you. We also have Amanda.
Hi, guys.
Stella.
Hi.
And Henry.
Hello.
Now, you guys are from the podcast Dinner with the Healers, where you guys review and talk about episodes of Bluey.
Correct.
Which is super rad, because, look, I know, like, Eric and me can agree on one thing, and that is the intro song to Bluey slaps.
Oh, it's so good.
It's so rad.
Seriously, every single time that song comes in my house, everybody gets up. And I get a turn for mom. Sal gets a turn for dad. And then our dog's name is Bingo. So we just lift the dog. And it's like, Bingo!
That's great. Yeah,
you just can't beat that. And like, that's the kind of thing. It's funny because we got introduced to the show through one of Liz's friends. Mm-hmm. She has a friend that comes over and like, we'll have a drink, or we'll play board games, or like whatever, right? We just hang out and have a good time. And she was like, we'll put a TV show in the background. And she's like, have you guys ever seen Bluey? And I'm like, I don't know what that is. I don't know what that means. Is it a thing? It's a color. It sounds like a color.
I thought she was joking at first, to be honest.
And she was like, no, there's a show called Bluey. And then like, she put it on and I was like, well, this song is rad. If the show is half this good, this is going to be amazing. And it's like fun. And the episodes are like, you know, we could put the episodes on all night. And then like every 10 minutes, we're like, oh,
yeah. And funnily enough, it's because of Star Wars that I got turned on to it. So all of our Australian Star Wars friends had hit me up and said, you got kids, man. Are you guys watching Bluey? And I had no idea what they were talking about. Yeah. And we watched it and instantly loved it. You know, even as the kids are getting a little older, there's so much in there for the kids, for the parents. It's just a really good time.
It's a good quality show. And I'm finding that, like, these days, good children's shows are so much more enjoyable, I think, than the shows that I watched as a child.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes you can go back and be like, man, I used to love this, like, one thing. Like, Sesame Street holds up. Or, like, there are certain shows that will hold up that test of time. But you go back to certain episodes of, I don't know, like Ninja Turtles or something, and you're like, this was awesome, and then you're like, nah, this one was all right.
It was awesome. It's still awesome.
Some of them are great, like the one where Casey Jones goes to a job interview with a hockey mask. Like that's a keeper for all time. But they're like just things that don't hold up as well. And this goes for movies too. But it's good to see, like, I think future, you guys might be like, this is what I used to watch when I was a kid. And then you guys are like, oh, that was actually pretty good.
Yeah.
And you will be like, look at Stella, Henry, look at your mom and dad. You're going to be their age. You're going to be showing that to somebody your age. And you're going to, you know what you're going to be doing? You're going to be like this.
So, Sal and Liz, I want to tell you something really funny. So, Stella has accused Henry of not being a real podcaster because he's not the one who edits all of the shows and all of that stuff. And he was explaining to her that, what? How were you telling her this, Henry?
I was telling her it like this. If we do podcast, that means we are professional podcasters sometimes just because you don't do all the editing, that doesn't mean you're not a professional podcaster. But if you do podcast, you can learn how to be a podcaster, then you can become a professional podcaster, is how Al's saying it to Stella.
Well, and also the fact that he got invited to guest on a podcast because he's on a podcast. That means he's hit the big time, right? Yeah. You have to talk. Nodding doesn't help.
Yeah. Yes.
Nodding is an amateur podcaster move. Yeah, nods and thumbs
great.
Up.
That's great. To be honest with you, most of, Sal is the one who edits the podcast. Right, he is the one who puts the show notes, and yeah. I hardly ever podcast, but, you know, okay, not me. I'm a bad example, but Lisi.
You've made her very defensive.
But Lisi is podcasting with you, like, pretty much every single time you podcast, mm-hmm. for most part. And she also has another podcast, right?
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't edit the podcast, so yeah, you are a professional podcaster.
Here's what you say, Henry. You either say, I'm the talent.
Yes.
Or you say, I'm not a podcast producer.
Right. Yeah. So let me tell you, you're in the sweet spot. Yeah,
yes, you are.
You could be like, my dad's a sucker.
Yeah.
He's the one who has to spend hours with us afterwards.
That's what it is.
Cutting in cool sound clips. By the way, listeners, if you have any interest in checking out episodes of Dinner with the Healers, go do that. Go give them 5-star reviews. Wherever you listen, they are cool, short episodes that you can listen to with your kids if you have kids. Like, it's a perfect show for the show that they are talking about.
Yeah, it matches the format. So, Bluey, the episodes tend to be like 8 to 10 minutes long, and our episodes about each episode mm-hmm. tend to be maybe just a couple minutes longer than that. I think our longest episode has been 16 minutes, and that's because we got completely carried away with something ridiculous. But it's super kid-friendly, and we get emails from people telling us that, like, it is the road trip savior for them, that they can put it on, they listen to it on the way to school, it keeps the kids occupied, and so, yeah, we really have a good time doing it.
It's good. It is super enjoyable. I listen to you guys. I really like what you guys have to say, and now I am excited to be talking with y'all.
We are excited too.
Yeah. Let's see. We're real quick. I got the business. Go check us out at theroguerebels.com. You can go like our Facebook page. We're on Instagram, TikTok, and Hive at The Rogue Rebels. And we're on Twitter at Rogue Rebels Fam. Lizzie's podcast is Star Wars Geek Girl. So go listen, share, follow, all that stuff. If you listen to us on Spotify, we have extra polls and fun things that happen over there that I'm pretty sure me and 3 people only care about. Because every poll ends with like 2 votes, 100%. And I'm like, one of them was me.
Yeah.
But it's good times. What about you guys? Where can they, besides, is it just Dinner with the Healers everywhere we find podcasts?
Yeah. So at most social media, we are at The Bluey Podcast. So that was a pretty sweet get. And then I found out a huge Bluey podcast that I did no homework about is at Bluey Podcast. And I messaged him going, I'm real sorry. and they were super cool. They're like, yeah, don't worry about it. We totally get it. But yeah, at The Bluey Podcast, Dinner with the Healers, wherever podcasts are found. We are hosted with Spotify for Podcasters. Super pleased with that. So obviously we're on Spotify. Apple Podcasts, all that stuff.
Sweet. All right. I'm ready to talk Star Wars cartoons.
We are ready.
So let us roll. So, like, look, me, I've known Eric. You guys probably know that I've known your dad for a while. And I know his Star Wars story mostly. But I'm curious about the rest of you guys. Like, how Star Wars are you guys? Like, I know he's got a podcast. He dresses up, and like we kind of do the same thing. Like, what's your Star Wars level? Do you like the movies, shows, cartoons? Do you have toys, Legos? What's going on over there?
Henry, you want to start?
I have a bunch of Star Wars things. I have a bunch of the action figures, a bunch of the ships, a bunch of the Legos, and I have a bunch of the video games on our Xbox that I play.
Sweet.
And you like all the movies?
Yes.
Yeah. And the cartoons.
Yes.
And the Lego stuff, especially.
Yes. Especially the Lego stuff. Legos,
yeah. You can't go wrong with the Lego stuff.
Nope.
Yeah. Now, what about you, Stella? You've been off and on with Star Wars. Now that you're a big kid, Stella is turning 11 in just a few short days. And so she's what they call too cool for school a lot of times.
No, I'm familiar.
But what about you, Stella?
I don't have that much like Star Wars toys and stuff, actually.
You got a pretty dope lightsaber built you.
Yeah, sweet. I have quite a bit, actually. But I don't really... I used to like the Star Wars movies and shows more than I do now. Because, like, I don't really watch it anymore. Mm-hmm. But they're still really good movies and shows and stuff.
Awesome. But let me tell you one thing. I don't have an entire room of Black Series in a cardboard box like somebody you might know. But...
Who might that be?
I do have... dueling lightsabers under my bed.
Oh, he does.
And that is, you can't, like, if you're going to have one Star Wars thing, it's going to be a lightsaber, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah. I built the kids a couple of lightsabers for Christmas a few years ago that were really neat. And I've got several of my own laying around. Just need to get one for Amanda now.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I can just take you all down.
Yeah. So what about you, Amanda? Tell us about your relationship with Star Wars. You were a huge fan before you met me, right?
No.
I'm looking at why my wife, and I'm worried about how this is going to go. Let's
I had actually never watched any Star Wars movies until Eric came along.
Me either.
And I'm terrible with the names of all the movies too. I'm sorry. But when The Force Awakens, when it came out, that like totally sparked or reignited his love for Star Wars. And so then I sat down and watched all the movies with him, and I thought, why have I not watched these before? They were really good. I really enjoyed them. I still enjoy going back and rewatching them. And, you know, we've gone to the movie theater to see the newer movies when they have came out after he's gone and watched them, you know, the premiere, and then stayed and watched it again afterwards, and then gone, you know, a dozen more times to see it himself.
How many times did you see Rogue One?
Geez, it ended up being like 14 or 16, oh, somewhere in that neighborhood. Yeah.
But yeah, I have enjoyed watching all the movies, and The Mandalorian, of course, and the TV show. So it's I'm not as big of a fan as he is, but I'm definitely a fan.
Awesome.
Definitely.
Like, and we ain't counting levels. We don't need to like count lightsabers under our bed or TV show rewatches or anything, or how many times we went to see Rogue One in the theater. You know, like, you like Star Wars, you enjoy Star Wars. That's how I always like look at it. Do you guys have like a favorite? Like, I mean, I don't know. I kind of want to go into the list a little bit, but I don't want to. Like, I think my movies change, but it's always like the same. Like today, I'm pretty sure my favorite movie is Rogue One. It goes between that and The Last Jedi or Return of the Jedi. So those are like my kind of. Do you guys like? Do you have a favorite, or do you even like Henry? Is your favorite Star Wars thing just Lego Star Wars in general?
No, my favorite Star Wars thing is like everything about Star Wars, basically.
That's fair.
Do you have a favorite Star Wars movie, Henry?
Return of the Jedi.
Excellent.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you, Stella? Do you have a favorite?
No.
No? Amanda?
I'm going to go with Henry's choice, Return of the Jedi.
She, Luke Skywalker in that black suit, that is her jam. And I'm telling you right now, if we were walking down the street together, hand in hand, so in love, and she saw Return of the Jedi era Mark Hamill coming toward her in that black suit, she would shove me in front of a bus so fast, it wouldn't even be funny.
Right, right.
It's good time. She's embarrassed because she knows it's true. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I wouldn't shove you in front of a bus.
Onto the bus, so it'll try to take me away. But then
maybe onto the bus.
Okay.
she would pay your fare and force you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Take this man downtown to see Rogue One. What about you, honey? What is it today? What's your favorite?
What's my favorite Star Wars thing ever?
Oh, thing ever. Oh, let's go big.
Okay, that's you.
Oh, I'm a Star Wars thing? I'm a Star Wars?
Yeah, you're a Star Wars thing. I enjoy watching you love Star Wars. Anything. Really anything.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I do. Sometimes it annoys this. Sometimes
because
annoys
I
me.
Asked you if I wanted to read you 5 comic books last night, and you were like, no, I'm good.
Sometimes it annoys me because he has this thing where, like, you know, he gets a book. Like, sometimes he gets advanced books to read.
Last night.
And so he gets one of those, and then somehow he still goes by, you know, the book and then the audiobook. And then it's like the hardcover and the softcover. I get annoyed. Nice. But
I don't buy
the
softcovers. Excuse you.
But I love I love how you love Star Wars. I love Panrico, but not that much.
Panrico is good.
Yeah.
I like the lessons. I like everything about Star Wars just because it's such, you know, like I said before about Bluey, how like there's sort of a little lesson in all of these episodes. Mm-hmm. Like this is a really good thing. So, and like a lot of the core lessons of Star Wars is like, it's like empathy. It's like helping each other. And supporting each other, and it's like trusting yourself and believing yourself and selflessness over selfishness and things like that. So I think like a lot of those morals, I guess, are the things that really stay with me from Star Wars.
Yeah. And that's one of that's one of our segments on the Bluey show is what did we learn today? Because that's, you know, that's the whole point of so many of the episodes. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times the quote unquote lesson is hidden almost in plain sight. It's just about being decent to each other and putting other people before you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's like a thing that you can take almost anywhere in life and should, and more people should. Anyway, complaining about people on the bus now.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get to Young Jedi Adventures. I mean, it's a little 7 episode series, and every episode, it's almost like it contains 2 little adventures in it. So it's almost like a little 10-minute series, but the episodes are very cute. The animation is beautiful. I love Star Wars animation, just in general.
Yes.
And it's definitely geared toward a younger audience, but it's like, the animation is gorgeous. The stories are super cute. I feel like there's a little lesson in all of the things. And it's just fun and enjoyable. I like the characters. I like the world that they like live on. I like the art style. So, I don't know, like, what did you guys think about the series, and what are you, I don't know, like, just general thoughts, I guess?
So, Henry and I have seen all the episodes, but Amanda and Stella have probably only seen a couple. Mm-hmm. They come in, like, the target demographic for that show is probably slightly under the age that my kids are, but Henry and I, what's that?
Slightly under my age, too.
Yeah, just barely, though.
Just a little.
But, you know, because Henry and I are the two biggest Star Wars fans. Anything that's got lightsabers in it and ships.
Yes.
We're like, woohoo, pretty cool. But yeah, we love the animation. I always comment, like, especially the texture-wise on how cool the hair looks. You know, Sal's a long-haired guy like myself. And so we're always like, that's cool hair.
Game recognized game.
Yeah, exactly.
That was nice.
Yeah. But so, Henry, you dig the show, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Who is your favorite character? I know that you really like Nubs, because he's so cute.
Honestly, I think I'm going to have to go with Nubs. He's just so cute, and all the noises that he makes are cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nubs is... Nubs Nation, rise up! There's, like, a whole movement on, like, social medias that's just, like, Nubs everywhere. And I don't know if you guys have seen, but I walked into, like, they have merchandise now, right?
Oh, they do? Yeah. I haven't even looked into it.
I think they have, like, a few toys here and there, but... They have, like, I went to, you know, I live real close to Disneyland. I can't afford to go to Disneyland, but I do sometimes just go, like, to the little downtown Disney area because they had a little Young Jedi Adventures photo kind of thing set up. So I was like, I'll drive there and pay a little bit of parking for an hour and go walk around and hang out. But they have, like, a store that has Star Wars stuff in it. And they had little stuffed Nubs, little Nubs stuffies. And I was like, well... Probably need that right now, but
Amanda just held up her phone. She jumped onto Amazon and found a Nub stuffy to show me, and so instantly I'm like, buy it.
Yeah.
Oh, he's so cute.
A little action figure.
Oh, yeah.
They have like the little like they even make now something goodness. That I. Yeah, it's all adorable, and Nubs is the most adorable thing ever. And then it's also extra fun when you realize that the voice is Dee Bradley Baker.
I did not realize that. I hadn't looked far enough into it to know that.
And now that you know that, it's great.
So Dee Bradley Baker is the guy who does all of the clones. So every one of the Bad Batch, that's one guy.
Yeah.
Who does all those voices.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and so, yeah. And it's wild because we got to see him, like, have a conversation as all the characters, and he just jumped seamlessly between them. It's pretty cool.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Now, Stella, you...
Talent.
You thought it was pretty cute, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, who did you like best? Do you like Nubs best?
Yeah.
I think we're pretty firm Nubs household.
Firm Nubs
here.
Nation. Nubs yeah. Nation right here.
Now, this is a small thing, but it's something that really struck me, is I liked the voice actor who did Yoda in the show.
Okay.
I love his take on Yoda, but one of the things I like most about it is that his speech patterns are so much more like Yoda was in Empire. As opposed to every single sentence he said being verb first and then subject, it was a lot more subdued, like in Empire Strikes Back. It's easy to forget that when you've watched a ton of Clone Wars and the prequels.
Right,
when you go to Empire, it's only sometimes that he speaks in that pattern. And so I liked that. It reminded me so much of that era of Yoda.
Yeah, it's the writing is really well done. Like, and I just like the, in fact, like all of the voice actors, like the kid, the main characters, the kids, Liss and Kai, Nubs and Nash, like they have a really good energy. Like, and that's something that's like, sometimes you miss, especially in like these younger shows, like they get it. Like, and they're on the thing and they sound excited about the adventure they're about to go on. And obviously that's good voice acting, but like, it makes it fun for me.
It
because
does.
They're having fun. Now I'm right. having fun.
Well, Stella, let me throw this at you. Since you're growing up in an awesome time, because, you know, like Amanda could tell you, and I'm sure Liz could tell you, that when they were younger, girls being heroes in shows was not quite the thing it is now, especially in action shows. Like, you had definitely girl shows and boy shows. Mm-hmm. And so, like, what do you think about seeing girls in Star Wars, like with Rey and Princess Leia, but also in cartoons like this, where your two of your main tough characters, Nash the pilot and then Liss the Jedi, are girls? What do you think about that?
I think that's really cool.
Yeah. Because you're tough, right?
Kind of.
Yeah, like, let's say a bunch of battle droids showed up here. You'd be right up there taking them out, right?
No.
Stella, you're the one with the lightsaber. Like, you gotta, it's your time.
Yeah, this is your time to shine. Uh-huh. Pretend like they touched your iPad.
I'd kill them.
Destroy instant.
I'd eat them.
Yeah.
There you go.
A little too close to Jedi Survivor.
Yeah. Now, another thing that Henry and I really talked about a lot with the cartoon itself is the ships. We love ships, and I like the animation of them. I thought the episode where they had to, you know, go pick up the training starfighters and test them out was really cool. And, you know, because you learn a lesson too, because it starts out where, and this is very easy for Henry and I are the same way now, where Kai's like, oh man, I rule. I've got this, no problem. Mm-hmm. And get in over your head on something pretty fast. That happens to us, doesn't it, Henry?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it doesn't go away when you grow up either.
Unfortunately, that's
so,
true.
The most awesome thing. Wait, nope. Another thing about the ships that I thought was really cool is, like, just as a grown person who, like, I watch the movies, I watch the shows, I read the comics, I read the books, I consume all the stuff. And right now, this cartoon takes place during the High Republic era, which is way back before all the movies and, like, the Jedi are wearing, like, real fancy gold robes and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But in the books, they talk about these ships that they fly, and they're called Vectors. And so in that episode where they get those training ships, those are the ships from the books. So me is like, oh, I'm seeing it on TV. This is the most awesome thing. I read 3 books about these ships. So I get really excited about little connections like that. Yeah. So as a High Republic fan, I am enjoying that. And then I think they made a little toy that's like the little, you know, Nubs comes with the little Jedi Vector. So,
oh, that's cool.
That might have to be a purchase because I need a Jedi Vector. I need High Republic representation. She's shaking her head at me now.
So that's something that my family hasn't been super exposed to because they don't read any of the books. And I've done a terrible job of keeping up on them. When the High Republic Publishing Initiative first started, I was trying to stay all in. I made it about 4 books in and then clunk, fell off. Not because that is not a commentary on the quality mm-hmm. of the books. That is a commentary on my inability to stay awake when I read because I'm... You know, an old man now.
Trust I listen me, to your I... podcast. I know he saves his things to do in after everything else is done. So he's like, I'm going to watch this show.
Yeah. Yeah, I watch an hour-long show in like 6-minute increments. I have to fast forward. Do I remember seeing this? Oh, yeah, I was still awake. Yeah.
When Netflix asks him if he's still watching, he's like, I'm not so sure.
It is a hard no.
Yeah. Well, why don't you guys just hang out and make fun of me all day then?
It'll be just like your other podcasts.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay. The ships I really liked. I liked the world that they live on. The art style, the color. It reminds me, I play a lot of video. Well, I guess I don't play a lot of video games, but I play Legend of Zelda. I'm a big Legend of Zelda fan too. And there's a game that just came out. It's a remake. It's called Link's Awakening. And the Zelda art style is also very, like, cute and cartoony sometimes. And in that particular one, it feels like this world. Like, it's a little bit cartoony, but, like, just so vivid and saturated and colorful and detailed and beautiful. Like, their temple with the tree on top of it and all of their outfits. I really like... And even the town. There's, like, a band in the town. Like whenever they go to that little milk bar or whatever, it's super rad.
It reminded me of like going to the pumpkin patch. We get out there and they'd have the guy, what's the word, like busker out there, you know, on the stage playing music and taking requests and with his tip hat out there.
Right.
Sweet.
Yeah, the colors are and the animation style are great. I love they just pop. And now I'm gonna ask Stella and Henry. With like the Zelda stuff, we don't have a Nintendo Switch, much to the chagrin of both of our kids. Mm-hmm. But do you guys think the Nintendo stuff is really cool?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. But we would love to get one. But with that, we've got 2 Xboxes in the house already. We probably, it might be a little bit.
We have a Switch and we have the PlayStation. So like, you know, that's my... game time. And also it kind of reminds me like how saturated the world is. It like the Fortnite style is less cutesy, but like that same sort of vivid color wise.
Yeah.
I feel like it fits very close to that.
Yeah, it does. That's a good good tip. But now Stella, she hasn't been playing with me hardly at all, but she is crazy good at Fortnite. Like much better than me, as a matter of fact.
Stella, Stella, we need to squad up in Fortnite because I have a new Maul skin that I'm itching to use and as not dying, because every time I'm by myself, I just die.
Oh yeah, same. Whenever I need wins, I gotta call Stella in out of the bullpen. But mm-hmm. Would you want to squad up with Sal and me and play some Fortnite sometime, Stella?
Sure.
You're good, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe we can play Fortnite together later today or tomorrow, because.
Hey, hey.
Sweet.
Yeah.
So excited for this. I like playing, but we all use the same account and unlocked all the skins. So like, when the kids were little and I was like, yeah, play whatever video game you want. I don't care. And then once our friends started playing Fortnite and I started playing it, I was like, well, we already have everything unlocked. Why do I want to go be my own sucker on some other
right.
account? Plus, you guys are using my email address. And now I'm like, well, now we can never play together as a family because everybody has the same. We're all on the same account. Video games are crazy these days. That's not how it used to be. But yeah, I do have fun on Fortnite. I like Star Wars video games. You guys play like the Lego Star Wars games too?
Oh yeah. Henry, you are the Lego Star Wars game expert. Awesome. You want to talk about all the games we've played?
So we've played Skywalker Saga. We've also played the original Star Wars Lego game.
Yeah.
And also...
We've played The Force Awakens... Mm-hmm. Well, I'm just trying to remember them.
Lego Star Wars 3 is the Clone Wars Lego game.
That's one of the most difficult ones.
Oh, it's crazy hard. It's almost like not even fair how hard it is. But Henry, have you 100%ed the Skywalker Saga?
I'm close to.
Yeah.
I just have to complete all the story missions.
Yeah, he's hardcore. This kid awesome. Has 100%ed a handful of Lego games. And I'm talking like in-game and all of the trophy achievements that you get on, you know, the consoles. He's hardcore. And we have streamed us playing the Skywalker Saga. It's been a little while, but there's one I remember very well where he told me that something was this way. And I said, are you sure? And do you remember what you told me?
No, but I feel like I said I've done it.
Well, you have, but you said don't question the master.
Yeah, Axel is... I got the game, but I just didn't have time for it. And now I'm all playing Jedi Survivor and Fortnite. And now I'm like, once I 100% Survivor, I think I might go back. Axel, I don't know if he 100%ed it, but he did get very far. And he did unlock quite a few things. But we did get the like DLC because they have Rebels character, and you know we're Rebels.
Yeah.
We're a Rebels family.
So Stella and I, and then Henry and I started doing it later, but we had played Battlefront 2 quite a bit in arcade mode where it's split screen high and low. Remember when we were doing that, Stella, and we would be Jedi and stuff and fight all the stormtroopers? Like in the at the temple and all that. Do you remember that? It's been quite a while ago.
I think I remember.
You're pretty good at that too.
Nice.
She's good at being like a lightsaber character.
The me and Axel would do the same thing, but then just spend 20 minutes trying to climb the temple.
Yeah, it's very easy to get pulled into that. I want to go here. Wait, this isn't a real wall.
This is like the only time you get to explore the awesome backgrounds.
Yeah. Now, Amanda, are you a big video gamer?
No. Definitely not. Definitely
Same
not.
Here.
I get too easily frustrated when I can't do what I need to do. I'm not a gamer.
I remember Dad was talking about when you guys were playing It Takes Two.
Yes.
You got mad because you didn't. Because you were like, you didn't know which button was which.
Right.
Even though it's labeled.
She decided to burn.
Well, there goes your birthday gift.
Amanda decided to throw me a bone and play a video game with me because I'd been after. What I was really trying to get her to do is play Red Dead online. And then she could be on the upstairs Xbox and I'm on the downstairs and we could put headsets on and posse up. And she's like, absolutely not. So I got her to play this game, It Takes Two, which if you've never played it, it's very good. It's a two-person co-op game you have to play together. Like one person has to hold the door open for another person mm-hmm. to get through and all this. And you can do it on the same console or online. And she played with me. And she hadn't played a video game since like the Super Nintendo days probably. Mm-hmm. And listen, I know she sounds all sweet on Dinner with the Healers and sounds all sweet right now. But
do not rat me out.
But the cursing. I mean, yeah. It was terrible. Like a whole bunch of sailors and truck drivers called to complain about the language because it was too bad.
My husband had to tell me this morning, remember there's kids you can't curse. Oh. Like three times. And I was like, okay, I'll just keep my mouth shut then.
We're a family podcast, but we're like we're just a family.
Yeah, listen, we are too. So you're good.
I like the, of her over there having difficulty video games. She might as well have been fighting two rancors at the same time.
Oh, jeez. Oh, my gosh. I'm glad that I've streamed my entire Jedi Survivor gameplay, but there are some spots where I've gone back just to look and see if I was really as mad as I felt like I was, and I thought, oh, I could handle myself better than
Oh, my goodness. I definitely don't want to see myself playing a video game.
It wasn't my finest moment. Yeah, there's parts of my stream where I just get quiet.
Yeah.
Let's see. Back to Young Jedi Adventures. I think there's a character that I really like. I like, honey, what is the name of their instructor?
Kai?
No. The girl who teaches them? Is it?
Oh, darn it.
Sia. Sia. Yeah.
Master Zia.
Yeah.
Master Zia.
I really like her. And there's an episode where like they go back and she's like talking about when she was a Padawan and they were like, oh man, she used to be a little more
reckless.
She's
so patient.
But she's so cool. Like she has like I love their outfits. Eric, as another grown person who dresses up not on Halloween. I really dig High Republic style.
Oh, it looks so cool because it's still very Jedi-ish, but everything mm-hmm. is sharp. And, you know, because at that point in the timeline, they were still like proper and a huge deal and everybody looks all sharp and put together. I really super dig fancy. The look.
So, like in the first episode, right? So you have the Jedi. Mm-hmm. I guess she's sending people somewhere, right? Like all the junglings. And there's three missing. And apparently it's a recurring event, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because she makes a note of that. And I'm just thinking, oh my God, she's so patient. Because she's like, they come in. I'm like, oh, hi, mm-hmm. children. Yes, don't worry. So I'll put you in the next. If it was me, it wouldn't be pretty.
Yeah.
I'm like, where were you? This is not the first time you do this to me. You stay home.
I don't care how cute you are, Nubs. Nubs, where are you? Get your little furry blue.
Okay. Seriously, I was like, wow. She's patient. Okay, and then I have to remind myself. I'm like, okay. Mm-hmm. If this is a kid's show, this is
right.
a kid's
and
show.
It's also not actually happening.
Right.
Right, yeah, that does right. help too.
That's hard for me to, like, you know, if when I'm in the zone, I'm in the zone. Uh-huh. Like, I think I was mentioning to you guys, like, I was watching this TikTok about, like, chicken wars. And I was really vested in this chicken wars. Because, I don't know, it's easy for me. Like, once I get into it, I get into it.
In the chicken wars, my favorite guy is the guy who was like, you don't want this smoke?
We might have to check this out.
Yeah, you should.
I mean, I don't know how to describe it to you. You should just experience it.
I just think that she's very patient, which is great, right?
Yeah.
That's the quality that she's supposed to have.
Now, just real quick, do you think that's a little telling that you and I seem to really like the grown person in this show? Be like, wow, she's so patient. Or do our children test our patience?
I don't know.
Well, listen, I think that's just a given with the kids, man. Mm-hmm. You guys wear me out. Awesome. One thing about the show that I really like, and, you know, especially talking about with their teacher and all of the characters that they encounter and all the different species and stuff, is just how super casually inclusive the show is. Mm-hmm. And without making a big deal about it, they're not making a statement. They're not doing any of that. It's just, you see, it's easy to find yourself in the show. And I think for kids, that's probably a big deal. And I mean, just as an example, like super casually, Nash has two moms. Mm-hmm. Just, it is what it is, you know? And I think, and I like that, that they're, you know, as kids, for me, I mean, I'm a white dude with, well, it's blonde-ish now, but blonde hair. And, you know, it was easy to find people that look like me growing up on TV. And so I just think that's really cool, especially in a cartoon.
Yeah. And it's a thing that Star Wars, like, I mean, it's a thing that's, you know, it comes up a lot nowadays, but Star Wars is usually tried to, like, get a little bit, not, I don't want to say ahead of the curve, but, like, you know, in small ways. Like, when the sequel trilogy came, we had Rey and Finn. And, you know, like, whatever you feel about these things, you can always point to something. Like, when Resistance came around, it was like, you know, the main characters were all people of color. Mm-hmm. You know, like, things like that, which are really, really cool. So, and, like, especially in the books and comics, there are, like, whole, like, you just open a Dr. Aphra comic and there's lots of representation.
Oh, that's cool.
Those issues.
I wish I was able to stick with the comics more because they are really, really good.
Dude, what you might do is just like pick up some of the like little arcs, like pick them up by arc. Like, go to the library, check out a couple graphic novels, because you know, like instead of going through a whole series and being like, oh goodness, there's like 37 issues of this thing, just be like, hey man, this one looks cool, Dr. Aphra. It's like 5 issues and it's all like one little story, and you could sort of use that as a springboard to be like, you know what, I like this series and I don't really care for this, and I'd like that you.
Yeah. I mean, Sal literally has this. He goes every week to these comic book
Yes, Wednesdays, store, my love. Wednesdays, right? Is comic book
he
day.
Has a dealer for comic books.
Yo, hey, shout out to Fat Collectibles, because I was working on Free Comic Book Day and I missed out on that High Republic comic. So when I went there, they forgot to put one in my pull list. And I was very sad, and I hit up all the comic stores in my area and none of them had it. They were all out. And then when I went back next week, he was like, I found one. Oh. I got one.
Oh, that's cool.
So. They didn't forget. It was more like, it looked like a repetitive comic.
Well, it was Free, right? Comic Book Day, yeah. So they gave them all up, you know. Mm-hmm.
Well, so it's funny you mentioned that. You know, my cover band, I was in, Singer, he and I have been friends for years and years and years and years. And he owns a record store that does crazy well. He said, if I had a dollar for everybody that asked me, oh, but that's a dumb business to be in. I mean, he rakes it in. He knows the business. He knows what he's doing. One day he shows up at a gig, and you guys know, to the point, like, I love Red Dead Redemption 2, and I love Taylor Swift to the point that it's a meme, you know? Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh my gosh, we ended up with like X number of copies of that, the signed albums that she did for such and such an event and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, how many did you keep back for me? And watching his face turn as he realizes he kept zero back for me. And I was like, oh, well, you knew I was a fan because you couldn't wait to tell me about it. Yeah. And then the band broke up. Not related, but, you know.
Every little crack in the wall.
Yeah, that's right.
It's a big one.
Now, both of my kids are really good artists. And Henry writes some comic books that are pretty great. Henry, you want to tell us some of the amazing titles of the comic books you've written?
My first comic I ever made is called Meet My Family, and I was writing about some of the things that I like.
But what are some of the others?
And then I made a comic about me, to how I'm a superhero, and there's a villain called Dr. Fart.
yeah, it's quite good, very riveting. I think that's one of the ones I scanned, and so I'll send you a PDF of it.
Nice. I can't wait. Yeah. It sounds exciting. It sounds enjoyable. There's no way I cannot enjoy the adventures to overthrow Dr. Fart. Yeah, I don't know. There's just so many like cool things in this show, and there's like, it's. I wish there was stuff like this when I was you guys' age, and I think that's the thing that makes me happiest for you guys and everybody that comes later. There's always going to be these kinds of things, and Star Wars seems to be expanding with so many different things. Like, we have stuff like this, and then we have stuff like, you know, Rogue One, and then we have stuff like Obi-Wan Kenobi the series, and we got stuff like Star Wars Rebels, which is like, personally, I think that's my favorite Star Wars.
Yeah.
But I really like that it keeps expanding, and I really like that. I think that a show like this, for other kids your age that might not have dads that dress up like stormtroopers on Saturdays, like they might get introduced to Star Wars. This might be their first Star Wars, and that always kind of excites me. You know what I mean?
Because that's something that we've seen. Like for us, we've seen that, like the prequels. There's a ton of people. There's a lot of appreciation coming around for it because that was their Star Wars. That's how they started out. It wasn't like us where it was the original trilogy. And then when the prequels came, it was constant comparison to what we already knew. And I don't know. I think that is really cool that you're going to find kids, like you said. I mean, look at our friend Corey.
Yeah.
The Clone Wars is his Star Wars. He loves everything else, but yeah, that is really neat.
And like even my own kids, like for them, it's like Star Wars Rebels is kind of their Star Wars, and not just because like because that's the one that they saw when they were like young enough to really grow with it. That was the show that they kind of grew with. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Right.
That makes sense. Yeah. So I appreciate that, and I like that they always try to make them different, because different shows and different themes are going to grab different people. I love the Jedi. I like the characters of the Jedi in this show. I like that they all have their own thing. Like Nubs really likes food, and like Liss really likes animals, and Kai, or who likes plants? Somebody likes plants. Oh wait, Nubs likes plants. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Kai really likes to practice and fly. Like he wants to be the best. He's like the, you know, like the cool guy of the squad. But I feel like that. He was like showing off in his ship.
I think Liss is the cool guy.
I meant Kai thinks he's the cool guy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he does for sure.
Like he's like the overachiever, kind of like, you know, he wants to practice at the saber. He tries to fix the droids up to like do the work for him. See, and like that goes back to the lessons things. Like, I like the way that they show the lessons. Mm-hmm. You know, kind of like Bluey, how you can like see what happens.
Right. It's practically applied. Yeah. They're not smashing you over the head with it by any stretch of the imagination. They're just, you know.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
And I like Nash. The pilot is just a cool person. She got her own ship. She does like cool flight tricks. Her ship is really cool. Sometimes they build a boat.
Yeah, I thought that was cool. And I like how all of her stuff, because she's got red hair and it's all the crimson something.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think that's cute. That's good. Good on her for liking what she likes.
The Crimson Firehawk and what was her boat called? The Crimson something.
Do you remember, Henry?
I forgot.
What Nash's boat was called?
No.
I should have done my homework on this.
That's what we get for being unprofessional podcasters, you and me, Eric.
Yeah.
We should have written it down. It's on us. We're bad producers. There were some other really cool things that I found. Like, there's an episode where they go and there's like, they meet with the droid
Crimson
from the
Hawk.
The Firehawk. That's the ship.
Firehawk.
That's the ship. Then she has a boat later that she makes, and they do a little race in the boat, but I can't remember the name of the boat, but it's Crimson something.
Crimson Firehawk.
No, that's the ship.
Mm.
The other one is like the Crimson something else. The Galactic Society of Creature Enthusiasts. There's a little YouTube series called Galaxy of Creatures. And in it, they introduce this droid who's like, hey, look, it's a baby Tauntaun or whatever. And it's a cute little YouTube series.
Oh, we've got to watch that.
Oh, it's super cute.
It's like the same thing. It's animation. It's like 10-minute little episodes of all the cutest animals in Star Wars, including a Charhound. Guys, you probably haven't read the High Republic book, so I'm going to explain this to you right now. The Charhound he's like a puppy that breathes fire.
Oh, my gosh.
But he's pretty, he's awesome and loyal and, like, helps his little Jedi friend. He's, like, the friend of a Jedi and hangs at the Jedi temple. And, like, he's a cool little guy. But they go and they're like, we're going to go find some Charhounds. Like, and then they go and they find, like, a bunch of them, and it's cute. And it's, like, a droid that does it. And in this show, they find a droid that, like, can't find the creature that he's looking for. So it's, like, a cool crossover of the other YouTube show. I thought that was really cute how they like, work
cool.
a little bit of those other things in. There's a lot of little things. Like, there's an episode where they like kind of team up with a bounty hunter for a minute, and he's just like showing. He's like, I got my rocket boots right here. I got my like little net launcher. He's like showing him his bounty hunter stuff. And like the story is the bounty hunter's like, well, you know, it's I'm getting older, so it's a little harder to get good bounties nowadays. I used to work a lot. And I'm like, oh, this bounty hunter doesn't have a retirement plan.
That hits a little too close to home.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe that's why I connected to it so hard. It's like, it used to be easy to hunt bounties. Now, little animals kind of fast. You know? So it's a good show. It's super cute. Everything about it is super Doyle. What? Adorable. It doesn't have a... Like, if it don't, you can pick and watch episodes because it doesn't really have, like, this giant through line. You know what I mean? So, like, they're just all cute episodes. And you can watch them in any order you want.
So, what about you guys? When do you normally watch this? Like, our family, we do dinner. And while we prepare dinner, and then while we're having, you know, while we're eating our dinner, we, like, literally put something. So, what are we putting today? And I always enjoy that. The fact that you could just pick any episode. And you don't have to, like, go back to the last episode you watched to be able to, like, follow the story.
Right, hold on, I'm lost. Her ship is called the Crimson. What now?
Right. Well, and usually what we do, and I know this is terrible, but we watch TV while we eat dinner. And
that's what
we
just said.
That's our go-to. I mean, as far as the making it goes, because we just leave Amanda for that.
Aww, and guys.
But we're watching.
He's busy producing podcasts.
Yeah, that's right. I've got editing to do. But we're watching TV while we eat, so we don't have to hear each other eating. I think. Well, that's really my main thing. Is what makes me seem so bad, you know. But so that's when, like, Henry and I had sat down to watch Young Jedi Adventures. But one of the things in that very non-Star Wars we end up watching is Parks and Recreation.
Oh, yeah.
We've seen the series at least 10 times at least.
The worst.
Probably more.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we love that show.
What's her name? Her name?
Oh, you love Leslie Knope.
Leslie Knope is my favorite.
Oh, yeah.
My wife gets very irritated at shows because she ends up putting herself in the place of the people.
So she
likes Leslie, and everybody that's, like, annoying Leslie becomes annoying to her. She's like, oh, my God, I would just quit. I would just, I can't stand, like, why don't you just
that's
hire somebody
funny.
Like, this girl that, like, makes an appointment for, like, whatever day of the year.
Are we talking about treat yourself? What are we talking about?
No. That one's fine. The one that makes an appointment there's one day of year that doesn't exist. And so she puts all the appointments, right? Yeah. But every 6 years.
Yeah. That's pretty good. Oh, yeah.
Although she's really good at what she does, though.
I like when Ron gets the circular desk. The girl's like, excuse me. And he's just like, turns away. This is a joke that doesn't work on a podcast very well.
Swivel.
There you go. She got it. Yeah, great show. Good times. I can't say enough. I like watching TV with my family. I like my little kids are more grown now. Lizzie watched the series, and she's going to be very offended when she hears this episode and says she was too cool for school when she actually was at school in the morning hours. And she was like, no, you're just going to be, like, clowning on me the whole time. And I'm like, you are absolutely right, kid. Axel, however, has no excuse. It's summer and he's asleep.
He's just sleeping.
Because he's a lazy video game guy who's probably stayed up too late last night playing Tears of the Kingdom.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, do you guys have any final thoughts? I think that just about wraps it up. I mean,
yeah, I think that's it. But, man, we sure have had a good time coming on the show. We really have. Sal and I just, I don't know if you kids know. Sal and I have been friends for a really long time, but we only finally actually got to meet and talk to each other in real life for the first time at Celebration Anaheim. Mm-hmm. And it was funny because it wasn't weird. It's like, oh, hey, there he is. There's the guy.
Right.
You know, and but to be able to do this with my family and with your family, that's really cool, man. And you never know. Maybe we'll all have a chance to get together sometime.
Yeah. We'll see. Maybe they'll have a celebration. Whatever city is right between us. I should have. No, I need more geography for that joke.
Yeah, if they have it in, I don't know, the middle of Iowa or something.
Yeah. Peoria. <I don't know.
laughs> There you go. Yeah. Well, we are right by St. Louis. They'll never have a celebration here, but if they did, boy, wouldn't that be easy for me.
Yeah, it'd be great. I'm pretty lucky to be in Anaheim, so I'm like, D23, yeah. Here we go. I've never been to a yeah. D23. I live right by Disneyland, never go, even though I want to just hang
so
out
the
at Batuu
next
all
one is in Japan, right?
Yes. It's very far away from both of us.
Yeah.
Both of our families.
But it's totally worth it, though.
Oh, I wish
I
could go. I
have always wanted to go to Japan.
Right?
So, yeah, I have
start
too.
Saving. We're going
to
start
Oh, Dad,
saving.
You're not going to the next Star Wars celebration? No.
Well, let me put it this way. Probably not. Here's the deal. It's in Japan, so it's super expensive. But also, it's on Easter weekend again. And so I work at a church, and Easter, it's like, well, you can't take off on Easter. Yeah. I did for Anaheim or for Orlando. I think that was probably my one. You know, with you, well, you managed to leave on Easter like 8 years ago. That's all you get.
You're due for another.
Yeah, I kind of like to think so too. You never know.
Someday I really want to go to Japan. Someday.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Like your dad said, I'm all into ninjas and martial arts. So, like, I would like to. But then again, like, Japan is a big country. And so I'm like, cool, we get. But then as soon as we get to the thing, I don't know, is celebration in Tokyo? I probably would not get to see my cool Iga or Koga regions.
You would.
That's Okinawa is an entirely other island.
Yeah. You'd have to turn it into a much longer trip.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. I want to go to Japan, right? But the thought of just being in a convention all day just seems to me it's...
We need to
do 1 week before or 1 week after.
We need to get super lucrative in producing these podcasts so they can pay for Japan trips.
Right? Mm-hmm.
And then like tangentially connected to Star Wars. I can be like, you know, George Lucas loved Akira Kurosawa movies. I'm here on the set of...
You know, here's the trick. If you can turn something that you like that into any form of money making opportunity, then you can write off on your taxes trips like Star Wars Celebration.
So tax write off.
Tax write off. Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. So there you go.
Yeah. I guess.
So basically, all your lunches.
Now she's getting into it. She's excited now.
Airplane.
She's going to start producing podcasts.
Cabs.
Yeah.
Everything will be a tax write off.
Mm-hmm.
I think our tax guy could help us with that.
Oh, yeah.
Lightsabers.
Yeah.
Lightsabers? What?
Is it part of the business?
I sold a lightsaber. Therefore, all the money I spent on buying lightsaber parts is now...
right off.
Went right off into
I think
the mail.
You should put your vacation request now.
There we go. Yeah. You know, everybody
hopefully...
help Struthers fill out his vacation request
for us. Yeah, please.
I bet the kids are having a blast with us talking about taxes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've lost them.
Take your kids to Japan. Everybody loves Japan.
Okay, well, I'm going to let you guys go and have a wonderful day at whatever swimming pool or humid adventure you guys have planned for the day. I really want to thank you guys for being on the podcast. I love talking to you guys about Star Wars and cartoons. And, I appreciate and I enjoy your podcast. So real quick, maybe tell people about that other podcast again so they can make sure to go follow it.
Nobody else going to take this up? Okay, I'll do it. Yeah, be sure to check out Dinner with the Healers. It's a Bluey podcast where we go episode by episode through the show. And you can find us everywhere on social media at The Bluey Podcast.
Sweet. And you can find us we're at theroguerebels.com, on all socials, at The Rogue Rebels, except for Twitter, which is the outlier because somebody took that name. And we are Rogue Rebels fam. I'm still angry. It's 5 years later. I don't care about it until they let go of that Twitter handle. So it is what it is. That's a Star Wars. That's going to be a podcast. Let's sing a Bluey song. Ba-na-na-na.
It's the space slug! Fly away!
The force is with me.